Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Delia Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start this show off the same way we start every show off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
All right, and we're back. Today's a fun episode just because I don't think we've ever had
two guests
at one time.
A first?
A first for us. So as you guys know, I don't introduce my guests. I let them do that themselves. So on that note, can you please tell everybody who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, well, my name is Charity. I am the program manager for PAWS, Pets and Wellness Society.
Okay.
And this is Henry.
Okay.
He is a member of PAWS as well. He is a therapy dog.
Okay. So can you explain a little bit about what PAWS is all about to myself and the guests at home, please?
Yeah, so PAWS is a program that provides pet therapy to the community. A lot of people, when you say this is a therapy dog, they think, you know, it's your emotional support animal, but he is the emotional support animal to the region. I take him to different places. His favorite thing is to sit with people and to be loved on. So PAWS represents the relationship that our animals have with other people.
Right, right. And so tell me a little bit about, because you're the second person from PAWS that we've had on, mm-hmm. but can you elaborate a little bit about, because I just didn't ask enough questions last time. I didn't fully understand how somebody could get involved with the organization with their pet. Can you explain that a little bit for
me,
please?
Yeah, and I think maybe I'll share a little bit of my story.
Yeah,
because everyone's story is different. So I saw a PAWS visit at the college when I was working there probably 8 years ago now. And I was like, my dog would be perfect for that. He loves people. And outside of that, I could just see that they were having a ton of fun. So I'm like, that's something I definitely want to get involved in. So there is an opportunity for everybody with every different sort of pet to get involved. I knew that he would be very calm and quiet and really love the attention from people who maybe were immobile, that I could just sit him on their lap or put them in their bed to lay with. And I knew that would be right for him, but I always encourage people to have active animals in the program as well. So when we do a pre-screen, which is the test that we do prior to having the animal come fully in the course, we always tell people, like, this is not an obedience test. We're looking for the relationship that you have with your pet. We want to see that they're connected with you, but that they are okay in different environments as well. So are they okay, like, really being pet and loved on? Are they okay in a crowd? Are they okay walking by suitcases? Just really normal life activities that don't really bother them, but also do they thrive, you know, with lots of attention and things like that? So yeah, their jobs are basically to be loved on, and that's what we look for.
Okay. And from the last episode that we filmed, not all dogs or the relationship that they have with the people that you're trying to help are always sit on your lap and pet. Some of them is throwing a ball, running around, being more active in some circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have cats in the program as well. So between the cats and the dogs, we just look for different personalities.
Okay.
Above all, they have to just be calm in the environment that they're in terms of things they may not notice. But if they're actively participating with people, that's totally okay. Throwing a ball is a great example. Doing tricks, sitting there and being loved on is another great example.
Yeah.
People think it's really funny to see the cats in the program, but the cats that come in the program are incredibly special. They walk on harnesses. Some of them do tricks. Some of them wear clothes. Like, it's hilarious.
Right.
So
that's amazing. So yourself in particular, how long have you been in Fort McMurray for?
Born and raised.
Born and raised in Fort McMurray.
Yeah,
okay.
I am from Fort McMurray. So
nice.
I grew up here. This is my home. I do anything that I can to be involved in the community, especially when it comes to my animals.
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity for me. I love to have jobs with my dogs.
Yeah.
I have two of them. So anything that I can do to work with them outside of, you know, regular work hours, I look for those opportunities.
Okay. Now I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot. Me and Tanner have a rivalry going on here about high schools in Fort McMurray.
Okay, yeah.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Father Merck.
Oh, there we go, Tanner.
I don't understand why you always say that like it's something to brag about or
because it is.
Drag me into this.
Yeah, Father Merck was the school to go to.
Like, it's like it's like, but it's like you're repping a participation trophy. You know, like yeah, you had to go to one, so you picked the one that was closest, and that was your mistake.
But. Yeah, Tanner's a comp boy.
I respect that.
So
you have to. I'm scary.
That's hilarious. Okay, so
I think we have another comp person that was on the show as well. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last person from Pause. So just saying.
There we go. Okay. So born and raised Fort McMurray, mm-hmm. went to Father Mercury, the right school to go to. You're still here, and I like myself and Tanner are both born and raised here as well. Mm. Why have you decided to stay in Fort McMurray? Because obviously we have options to move. Mm-hmm. And the ones that decide to stay, there's usually a pretty solid reason behind that.
Mm-hmm. For me, Fort McMurray has just always provided opportunity to do things that I love. And I know people talk about, you know, opportunity in Fort McMurray and reference like industrial opportunity. Mm-hmm. I've never been out to site. Like I haven't sought opportunities in the industry. So I guess for me, that's probably a little bit more unique as well, because I've just stayed connected to the place that I was born and raised in, and I work, live, and play within the region. And for me, there would be nowhere else that I'd want to go. Like I just feel like this is home and has always been home. And I encourage everyone who comes here to, you know, get outside your four walls and really see like why people love Fort McMurray the way that they do.
That's right. That's right. No, it's an amazing community.
Yeah.
So you got three dogs in total.
I have two dogs and a horse.
Two dogs and a horse.
Yeah. Oh. Totally different. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how did you get into horses?
Well, if you're from here, you may remember R&D Stables on Tower Road.
Yes.
Grew up there doing lessons and having birthday parties and trail rides and things like that.
Okay.
And then in my adult years, I found the Clearwater Horse Club. So I'm a member there, and that's where I keep my horse. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think it was just like, I was just born an animal person.
Yeah.
It just has always been with me. There's no one in my family that really drew me to animals, but they've always been a part of my life. So...
Wow.
Yeah, I would have a zoo if I could,
yeah.
But I can't. So.
Okay, so what do you do with a horse? Like, do you just ride it? Do you compete with it? Like, I'm not a pet person. I'm sorry, everybody at home. So
I feel like this is fair. I feel like horses are kind of out of the range of a normal pet, and you can ask some questions.
Yeah, so what do you do with a horse?
So just like with the therapy dogs, horses have personalities and jobs of their own.
Okay.
So I do ride quite a bit. I do compete in Alberta.
Okay.
So yeah, for me, it's like with my dogs having jobs, my horse has a job too. So yeah, we have goals and we work hard and we have fun at the same time. But yeah, I just enjoy staying active, and I'm a little competitive, so I do like things that I can compete in. Henry is an agility dog as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, dogs and horses with jobs.
Okay. So now, when you say competitions, I know, once again, don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. Are we talking about the competitions where, like, they jump over things and whatnot?
No, the complete opposite.
Okay.
So,
I'm glad I asked. In
my discipline, I guess the goal is to go as slow and look as nice as possible. So it's a lot of, like, sparkle, and the horses are really shiny, and they go really slow. So it's more
horse fashion show.
Basically, that's a very good way to put it.
Okay, very neat. And how did you get involved in that?
That actually just came through people that I met at the club, and just with the relationships that I had out there, and just falling into like that group of people who were doing it. So it was just something fun that we could get involved in with our horses as well.
Neat. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to a horse, like I know dogs live inside for the most part. Like they probably have a dog house outside or maybe in the garage. You like, obviously you still have to love and take care and visit the pet during the winter, but it's cold here in the winter.
Yeah.
So how does that relationship work throughout the seasons with a horse?
Well, that's the love hate part.
Yeah.
Well, just like dogs can adapt to different climates, horses do as well. So, for the most part, they stay outside. Some people bring horses inside. Some people have an array of clothing that they use for temperatures. Like, you know, that horse pajamas, not exactly what you're thinking about, but yeah, horses, we can put blankets on them and they actually grow like a really, really furry coat. And they generate heat by eating. So basically they get to have a full buffet all winter to stay warm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Not a bad life. All right. Well, we're at the part of the show called the Max City Minute. This is Tanner's segment. He's going to ask you some questions. I have no idea what he's going to ask you, so I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Mm-hmm. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What is one thing that is special about Henry compared to other therapy dogs?
Oh, well, I love all animals, but obviously I'm a little biased. Henry was, I think, born to do this. He has been like this since I got him at 8 weeks old. He is like the most chill but energetic dog ever. Like, he's got big energy for a small dog, but he loves people, he loves love, and I always knew that this was something that he would be really good at.
Question number two. What is one moment with Henry that stands out while doing therapy with Paws?
I think the ability to be able to put him in somebody's physical space that can't come to him. So you know, people who are immobile or doing visits at the hospital where they can't get out of bed, putting him actually in the bed and watching them, even if they're nonverbal, have a reaction to him. I'll never forget like those types of moments for sure.
Question number three. What is one thing you've learned from Henry in the PAWS program?
Oh, that's a good question. I think Henry is very clear about what he likes and what he doesn't like, and he's unapologetically himself. So I always listen to him, even though he can't talk, and I put him in situations where he thrives. So I try to command the same type of energy that Henry commands when he's working.
Question number four. What is one thing about horses that might shock people?
Oh, that's also a good question. I think a lot of people are shocked that we have so many horses here. In general, there are over 100 horses at the Clearwater Horse Club.
What?
Holy hay.
So there's the shock factor. Yeah, horses are, I could talk about horses all day, but yeah, there are over 100 horses just at the horse club alone.
And your final question, what is one thing you've learned about people while working with PAWS?
I think people are inherently good. I think people have bad days, and I think even when people don't realize that they have bad days, we're able to come and bring the best out in people. So I think moving forward, if you ever get a chance to interact with your pet with PAWS, you'll kind of learn the same thing.
And those have been your five questions.
There you go. Good questions, Tanner, as per usual.
Thank you.
No worries. So if somebody wanted, like, you stumbled upon this in regards to, you saw them at an event, you saw the pet, and you're like, hey, my pet would be great at this. How can people get in contact with you guys to get involved in your program? Maybe as a volunteer, or maybe they have a pet, or, like, there must be so many things within your organization that you could constantly need help with. How do people get in contact with you?
Absolutely. So we've worked really, really hard over the past probably 18 months to build not a new brand, but like update the brand that has been around since 1989. And we have a new website, pawsymm.ca. And we have a new Facebook page. So it's the Pets and Wellness Society. So at pawsymm on social media. And we have an email account that's super active. So there are lots of ways for people to connect with us digitally. We're always open to having conversations when people see us. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times people don't know, like, are these dogs up for adoption, or are they like working dogs or anything like that? But a lot of our dogs will be identified either through like a bandana, or the team members will be in clothing from PAWS.
Yeah.
Don't ever be afraid to come up and have full conversations with us about it. We love talking about our dogs on this program.
Okay, cool. And what I learned about before is, if you're a volunteer, the amount of hours that are required, they're not huge by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I mean, we can give you as many volunteer hours as you possibly want, but the minimum is six. So when you have a therapy dog, it's six visits per year. So 6 hours out of the whole year.
Yeah.
We do have events and things like that are optional, but yeah, the commitment is pretty small.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Mm-hmm. Now, as a local, outside of dogs and horses, what else you do to keep you busy in Fort McMurray?
Well, that keeps me super duper busy. Yeah. But outside of that, I work full time right now for the Arctic Winter Games Host Society. Okay. I'm an avid supporter of Huskies athletics.
Okay.
So I watch them as much as possible. Yeah. And I run. So I've participated in the Fort McMurray Marathon previously. It's busy.
How are those games coming along?
They're good. Yeah, we're good. Because
we've had to switch over some dates now because of like COVID. So yeah. What's it looking like?
Yeah, we're in 2023, but everything looks really good. Yeah. So yeah, I was a participant in the 2004 Arctic Winter Games.
That's right.
I was a basketball athlete. Yeah. So yeah, I'm so excited for the athletes who are going to come here and get just the best experience. Again, Fort McMurray is an amazing community, and I just know that we'll put on an amazing event. So, yeah.
You like to compete.
Yeah, I'm a little competitive. Yeah, so I'm like, all my dogs have jobs. I just like live like through them now.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Competition is really fun. Like, I will hopefully go to my first like in-person trial with Henry this year.
Okay.
I've done video trials, and he's not the fastest, but he's very particular. So right. He tends to do okay.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you in regards to the agility. How did you get into that? How long have you been doing it?
Yeah, agility, I feel like, is one of those things I was just looking for a way to like build a further connection with them, be active. So I found Coralie, who is our PAWS president.
Right.
And Henry was, I think when we started, Henry was 3. He's been doing it on and off for about 5 years or maybe a little bit longer. He's 8 now. So, okay. But we've just been like, I would say competitive or doing like trials with agility for the last probably year and a half. And it's super fun. I just always thought he was too slow to do it, but like he's, like I said, very particular. So he makes it just on time. Like he's efficient.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I think it's cool. All this, like as a non pet owner, you view animals in a certain way, but it's cool that they can do outside things other from just like hang out in the house and eat your food.
Yeah, I think, you know, we do accept freeloaders. Like they don't have to have a job. Right. We just happen to, a lot of people do multiple things with the jobs, but if you have a dog that just like lives in the house, eats your food and wants to sit in somebody's lap for 6 hours a year, like we will welcome those animals as well.
Yeah, but they can pull double duty sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Which is really interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're at the part of the show where it's all finished. Mm-hmm. But before everybody leaves, they get a shameless shout out or plug. So the mic's on you. The camera's on you. Let's hear what you got to shamelessly shout out or plug.
Perfect. I mean, I'm obviously going to shamelessly shout out PAWS. So we have an upcoming course, fingers crossed, later this fall. So we are looking for people to come and do their pre-screens. Right. So even if you're like, my dog isn't ready, or I don't know, or my cat, I'm not sure about, come out and do it. It's $10. Send us a message on Facebook or email or anything like that. And ask questions. Go to our website, pawsymm.ca, and see what the screening involves. And it's just all fun. It's no pressure. It's super fun. So we're definitely looking for more people to sign up.
There we go. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming today. Do appreciate it. And I tell everybody this, but I do mean it. If you ever want to come back again and talk about anything, maybe PAWS, you're running, the upcoming games.
Henry,
please feel to come back to the show.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Once again, thank you very much for tuning in. I do know you could be doing other things with your time, so I do appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There we go. That was awesome. Good job. Good. Like, Henry is killing it. Like, most adults can't.
If you hit the mic less than you did.
That's right. Exactly. That was very impressive.